Afternoon, this is Marco with Upton Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, August 21st. Grains closed mixed with December corn up 1.25 cents at 340.5. November beans down 0.5 cent at 904.75. And September wheat up 7.75 cents at 527.25. Closed within 0.5 cent of a tie for the day. I don't know what really got into the wheat. The dollar's up 47 ticks, so it certainly wasn't the dollar. It certainly looked like Chinese buying to me. We know freight rates are moving higher around the world. That's telling us that there's good demand for grain out here. But we rallied the better part of a dime in the last 45 minutes of the session. It seemed like it was just more than just speculative buying in here. It really felt like the Chinese. Some buying. Corn responded positively to that to close up a penny and a quarter. Beans really couldn't really muster much all day. The meal was down $3. Oil was down 15 ticks. So we could have been down more on the beans off of the crush. But it wasn't a bad day considering the dollars up 46 ticks. We've got the Pro Farmer Tour out of the way now. You know, my big question is, where's the rain? I don't see much rain out here through next Sunday. If we come in Sunday night and there's no rain in the forecast, I can't imagine we wouldn't gap open higher. We might have just skipped the rains on this thing here today as the September options went off the board. September beans went off the board at, I think it was $9.75. So some of those options are in the money. You know, I still believe we got big demand out here, not friendly weather. One of the reasons we were under a little bit of pressure, some people are putting in some rains. I don't see it. So we'll see where we go here, but the wheat's certainly a solid close. Let's take a look at the chart of the wheat. This is the highest close we've had on the wheat. It's August 3rd. If we could close it over 530, that would be a new high for the month to take out the July 31st closeout. I think that would be pretty powerful. We've got the 200-day moving average at 534, so between 530 and 534 is the next level of resistance. But hopefully we can get over that. You know, what I'd love to see is these markets just gap open higher Sunday and leave everybody in the dust. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.